Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us live on Building Fortunes Radio. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For those people that are listening in, my name is Peter Mingles. I say we're listening in, well, we are live tonight, but for many of you, you'll probably be listening to this when we are recorded. So if you ever want to listen to us live, make sure you check us out by going to, when it's the right time, buildingfortunesradio.com/live. buildingfortunesradio.com/live is where you would go, connected to an internet device, whether it's your smartphone or whether it's your PC or laptop or maybe even your Apple computer. You'll be able to go there as well and be able to plug in. For those people that like to call in because you're not by a listening device, you can always dial the 347-237-4097 phone number. I'll go slow. 347-237 4097. So that's the phone number you can call in. And of course, we have to be on the show to be able to get it. We do lots of these radio shows. So specifically, I'm waiting for Kim Claver to call in. And I have plenty of space to be able to tell a little bit of story about Kim Claver in just a second as we're waiting for her to come in. But we have been doing Building Fortunes Radio for a long time. I think I registered in December of 2012, we've done or rebroadcasted over 4,500 shows, and I've always kind of gently hinted to Kim Claver that she should be on our show. And then just recently I said, no, Kim, I can hear you now. You're there. So I was just going through a little bit of her intro.
I think I have a better microphone. I think so.
Okay, well, you seem to be...
Can you hear me okay the way I am?
I don't know yet, so you got to keep talking. So hello, testing 1, 2, 3. We're live on the radio.
Well, I called in on my phone, and...
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
It seems to be okay.
Well, I can't tell what you can hear.
I can hear fine.
I'm on my... Are you sure? Okay, because... I'm on my phone and it doesn't do anything.
Well, I'll tell you if we're having a bad connection, I'll say, Kim, you got to hold on 1 second. But so
All
far,
right.
You seem to be okay.
All right.
So we are live. So for those people that are listening, and I gave them how people can listen in live, they can go to buildingfortunesradio.com/live. They can call in the same number you called in, the 347-237-4097. And I was just telling them a little bit about how long you've been doing the radio show and that I kept always hinting, come on, Kim, let's do a show. And you're busy, I'm busy. We say, yeah, that's a good idea. And then just recently I said, no, come on, let's get on. So we arranged for today, and this is going to be a little bit of an informal call for those people listening in. You can always get plenty of training from me on all the stuff that we do. Kim does a ton of training, but I figured that we should just get a chance to hear people hear our story and hear some of the things that we sometimes talk about relative to building home-based businesses or stuff like that, and I figured it would be just a really great way for people to connect. So if you're still listening in, for those people that are here, let me share with you how I met Kim Claver. It was really kind of interesting. I went to a weekend seminar. It was a certification by Dr. Charles King over in Chicago, and it was the winter of 1997, I believe. So it was February. It was really cold, and I was over there again. And I went there as a student, and I went together with a business partner that I had. We had a program called Super Leads, and I was with a network marketing company or just joining a network marketing company called Nutrition for Life. And they gave one goodie bag away to everyone. And I was 5 minutes late down to the 8 o'clock meeting because I had seen a friend in Chicago that I hadn't seen before. So I was running like a little bit late. Say, Joe, you go there first. I'll be there. He grabbed the goodie bag. I didn't have it. I got the goodie bag several weeks later at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And Joe, my business partner at the time, said to me, this was at the Charles King event. So I said, you giving it to me now? So I was the only one in the office because I'm an after-hours guy. And I saw an audio cassette there, and it was from Kim Claver. Now, again, I didn't know who Kim was, but it was Miss Stud. So you want to be a networker? I said, boy, this is a cute, interesting cover, kind of clever. So I popped on my cassette player, and I started listening, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is really good. It, by the way, very funny. So it's just really good. If you've never heard it before, you got to listen to it. It still works today. But it was really good and very funny. So I figured I was going to call the phone number on the cassette tape, because there's only one, and I was going to get some recording, and I was going to buy something or leave a message for me to be able to buy something. So when I called, guess who picked up? Kim Claver. So I was a little bit shocked. I'm like, this is you? And, you know, Kim's got a great, fun approach and slightly sarcastic in a fun way. She's like, well, like, who are you expecting to pick up my phone? Or something like that. And I said, you don't know who I am, but I just went to Dr. Charles King's seminar, and I listened to her audio, and if you're the only person, and I kind of ranted for a little bit, you're the only person that really tells things the way it is. I've never heard anything like this before. I've listened to all this other garbage in this industry, and it really doesn't make any sense, and I'm kind of whining and ranting all at the same time. And I said, and hold on 1 second, I'm going to grab my American Express card. If everything you have is exactly like this, I want to buy everything you have. And somebody told me I could buy a house on this American Express card. I don't know how I'll pay for it later, but let's go for it. So Kim said, you know, probably like wondering who this stalker was calling her at night rambling. She said something like, you know, $36.98. And I had to swallow hard. I'm like, oh, my. Okay, I'll do it. All right, you know, $3,698? And I think she was, like, in disbelief, like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I shouldn't have picked up this phone. She's like, no, $36.98 or whatever the number was. It was certainly less than $40. And I said, what? That's the only thing you have? What's wrong with you? I mean, you have great stuff. And that started our conversation. She had, so you want to be a networker, and that's kind of like where she got started. And now she has a lot more stuff. So I wouldn't use the Peter Mingles approach on the next one unless you're ready to buy that house. Kim's got a lot of really great stuff over the 20-some-odd years that I've known her. But that's kind of like how our relationship got started. And I have fallen in love with Kim Claver since then. And we'll blend some of that story in here. But I'm a super huge fan on an emotional level as well. And we've had really great experiences, nice conversations. And once or twice when she was planning on writing a book, I invited her to come down to the beaches over in Florida where she could be on the beach and have no distractions. So we kind of had that relationship for a long time, and she's been busy doing our stuff. I've been busy raising the kids and family and all that sort of stuff as well. But every once in a while we get a chance to kind of reconnect, and we're able to reconnect before our 5,000th radio show over here on Kim Claver. So, Kim, thanks for being here.
It's a pleasure. Totally a pleasure, a pleasure.
And I don't know if you remember my initial call with you, but I certainly do, because I was like, wow, this was really something else. And I still have your tapes here. And although sometimes I have to look for something to play them in, because cassette players are not really very frequent around my house anymore, but it's really great material. So thanks for being here on our radio show, finally.
Yeah, really. It's about time, right?
I think so. So a lot of people that know me would know you, because we've done other shows before, and we put you up on our archived audios on networkleads.com. So if you have an LMS, which is the lead management system, just do a search for Kim Claver, and you can hear the different radio shows that we've done before with Kim Claver. Or if you want to hear like the stuff that we've done with Dr. Charles King, who has passed away, you'll be able to listen to some of the previous stuff that we've done, really some of the old stuff. But Kim, I figured that I would bring you on because there are some people that may not know who you are. There's always a bunch of new listeners that pop into the radio show or into the industry. So I give people an opportunity to let you introduce yourself to them and tell them a little bit about your story.
Well, I think that, you know, I have been in the industry, the network marketing industry for, I guess, 29 years now. And I came to it from the real estate business and not knowing you should sponsor people. And the first company I ever did was the water filter company. And I was still in the real estate business. I did commercial real estate. And in the first 90 days or so, I sold so many of these water filters, I think $70,000 worth, to customers that the company called up and said, hey, do you want to come to the convention in, where they had the first one? Was it maybe, was New Orleans, I think, or Memphis? To come and tell people how you did that, because we never have had anybody ever in 25 years sell that many water filters without recruiting people. And so I thought, well, that's great, I'll come. I mean, I had never done that before, and I mean, I had never been invited like that to talk about that before. And to me, I thought, well, why isn't that what everybody does? Aren't you all selling this stuff? It's like, to me, if you're in the real estate business, you sell stuff. You sell properties, you lease properties, big ones, small ones, commercial stuff that we did. And that is your job. That's what you do. And I thought, well, I wonder what these guys are doing. So I went to the event, talked about what I did and how I sold the product without anyone knowing the name of the product, without anyone knowing anything about the tech specs of the product, because I didn't really care. I tested it. I liked the water with good coffee and good tea. And to me, I was already a filtered water drinker. And so to get it for 5 cents a gallon versus a dollar a gallon, which is what we were paying in those days, because this was like 26, 7 years ago, to me, that was like a no-brainer. After I tasted it, that was all I needed. And so that's really how it began. And then the guy who was my couple of uplines, who was the number one producer then and now in that company, I said, Kim, you need to sponsor people. This is really good. You sold all this stuff, but the way you really make the money is sponsor people. Like, really? He said, yeah, you know, you bring people in who do what you do. So I thought, well, that sounds pretty good because I was in real estate. I was the broker, and I brought in all my salespeople and trained them and got a cut. So it didn't seem to me to be that different. And so that's really how, and now I started sponsoring people. So that's really how it began. And, of course, you know, for those of you that are in the network marketing business that are listening, I can tell you the first big major bomb I ever had was sponsoring all those people. I sponsored maybe, I don't know, 3 dozen, 4 dozen in a couple of months. And all of them came in with this $5,000 water filter package. A couple of people came in with bigger ones, but the average was at that time $5,000. You know, you buy them wholesale, sell them retail. That was the idea, right? And after about 2 days, I mean, I would say a couple of months after that, after I sponsored all these people in the first 2-3 months, 2/3 of them dropped out. And I thought, well, what's wrong with you? What happened to you guys, you know? And everybody came in saying, oh, we want to change the world. Oh, we want to make a lot of money. Oh, you know, we're going to do all this wonderful stuff. And like I said, 2 months later, after I sponsored several dozen people, maybe three, four dozen, like that, the 2/3 disappeared. And I thought, well, how come, what is with you? And nobody asked for refunds. They just all fell off the face of the earth. And I thought, well, I don't want to do a business like this. This is, you know, it's very dissatisfying to me to sponsor people who say, I'm going to be on a team and we're going to do stuff and make stuff happen. I had a real estate business and my guys were busting it. They wanted to do stuff and make stuff happen. You know, there's nobody sitting there whining about somebody saying no. That's, you know, there's no crying in real estate. And I had no idea that people in the real estate, in the network marketing business, were like this. So I called my sponsor and I said, you know, I don't think I want to do this business. And, you know, I want to keep my stuff. I can sell whatever I've got. Don't worry about that. And probably sell everybody else's as well. But I don't want to do this because it's no fun for me to have a team and then 2/3 of them disappear. What kind of thing is that? And, you know, they both laughed and said, well, Kim, that's what happens to everybody. And I said, well, I don't care what happens to everybody. I don't like it. I don't want it happening to me. And so I don't want to do this. If this is what happens, you draw these kind of people, I'm not interested in doing the business. And she said, well, you made a lot of money. And I said, well, so what? I can make money doing something else. I don't have to do this. And she said, listen, this is what the way the industry is. Everybody drops out. And I said, well, then I'm going to pass myself, you know. They said, well, what do you want to do? And I said, well, I want to do like my real estate business. I've got good people here. I want people who are going to stick. And she said, well, you know, why don't you write ads? And I said, well, what kind of ads, you know? And she said, well, Jeff has ads that say make $10,000 a month and, you know, I need help. That was the ad in those days. You know, earning $10,000 a month, need help, sign here, something like that. And I told her, well, you know, but how other people aren't going to be able to do that right away. I mean, I've got a good network. I know how to talk to people. I know how to sell stuff. And she said, well, you know, what do you want to do? And I said, well, I want to run an ad like I ran for my real estate people. And so I looked up the ad that I wrote for the real estate agents that I had in my office. And the ads were things like, I'm looking for hustler who knows the city, who loves the city, who loves to walk the streets looking for new properties, who wants to be first, you know, to be able to see if we can either list the property or somehow get a commission agreement so that we can be first to show unlisted properties that are not, you know, being sold everywhere to our clients. That's what I said. Somebody who really wants to significantly make hustle and make money that comes to people who hustle and love the city, love to walk every single block in town. That's basically what I did. And those are exactly the people I got. I didn't have anybody who showed up at 3 o'clock and said, well, I didn't have time. Everybody came. They were there before me. So I ran an ad that said, you know, looking for, you know, a top producer. I think at the time you could still run money ads. And I think I had ad at that time 29 years ago, making $95,000 is what I put in there. And because, that was a year, mind you. That was really small income. But I put that thinking, well, all right, we'll just put some number that's better than average. And 30 years ago, $90,000 a year sounded pretty good. So that's, I figured I'll put that. And the next ad was looking for key player in the Bay Area. So I was in the San Francisco Bay Area looking for one key player. Okay, and that, in the health business, looking to expand locally, you know, to bring on a product, you know, in the health business, and we're looking for a key person to build a giant team, which, you know, we are going to have here in this area. And all of the income that is produced by all of the agents, all of the salespeople, you will get a percent of that. But you have to, you know, again, for hustlers, people who really want to make the big income and who realize that they have to hustle from the ground up because this is a new market and we're going to own it. So what happened is I sent 10 resumes, and I got probably 500 resumes in a month. They were FedEx to my front door. I was, you know, I thought, holy crap, you know, what have I done, all these resumes. And people came who were salespeople from IBM, and what happened is I got so many of them, I went through them, and I called the person that was my sponsor and said, well, guess what, we got a lot of these. They about passed out and said, okay, so how are you going to do this? And I said, well, what I'm going to do is go through all of them, and then we're going to book at the university. I'm going to book events and just say, we're going to have group interviews. And the reason is the opportunity to do this is relatively small. It's relatively quick, so we'll have a few of you come at the same time. And then when we find the one who's willing to bust it and do the thing to help us own this area, that's who we're going to take on as our partner. As a, you know, person in the business. That's what we did. And so for the first, I don't know, 90 days, I booked, we had events at the University of San Francisco and at San Francisco State in those conference rooms and all over the Bay Area. We ended up at all the universities. I'm a university person, so I like to be in conference rooms at the university. The idea of running these at hotels was not interesting to me at all. I thought it was low end. I still think it's low end. So I liked these more, to me, more refined settings and smaller settings and non-screeny settings. So I'd get serious people, including bunches of introverts who were very hard workers. So that's what we did. And we'd have events twice a week, and I would take the calls myself, all of them, just like with Peter. And they would say, I'm applying for this position. I would tell them, let me tell you, first of all, it's not a job. This is 100% commission position. So if you want to do this, the reason it's what's bad about it is there's no base. That's what's bad. But what's good is there is also no upside. There's no limit to what you can earn because there's no limit to how many customers you can bring in, and there's no limit on, you know, on that number. So if you make 20, 30 bucks on every customer, there's, it doesn't matter how many. They let you bring in 1,000 if you want a day. And that appeals to people like me who really want to hit it because I don't want any limits, you know, on how many people I can bring in. So that's what we did. And we had between 10 and 15 people twice a week, and we signed up probably six of them as customers every time, and then signed up probably two or three as, you know, players putting in $5,000 who wanted to do this. And at the end of the three-month period, I think we had recruited about, I don't know, 40 people like that, and got about 80 more customers all doing this. And, of course, the word of mouth was spreading that these people are running these events at universities. And that's what we did. And at the end of that period, I mean, we had dropout like everybody else, but the dropouts were higher quality, and the people that were left were higher quality because of this interview process that I'm telling you about. And just in case you're thinking that it's easy, anyone can do it, if you want high-quality people, you can't look like a cheap date yourself. You see, if you make it look it's easy, anyone can do it, you're going to get people who believe that. And anyone who thinks it's easy, anyone can do it, to build a business income that's more than $10,000 a month hasn't got a clue what they're talking about. And that means that they are going to be easily crying, easily saying, oh, this is really hard, I didn't know, because they have no experience. There's no way to know. So I never told anybody anything ridiculous like that. I told them I want a hustler, somebody who doesn't know when to quit, because the opportunity here is really quite large to me. So that's who I got. But still, a lot of those people quit. And so at the end of that particular cycle, I think we had 13 people left out of maybe 60 at the end of 90 days. And of those, there were three key lines, for those of you that know that what the network marketing business model is. And we had 31,000 people in the organization by then.
Wow.
You know, pulling in, I don't know, 40,000 a month within that time, because that's what we did. And today, of course, you know, the situation is different. But the reason I tell you that story is that whether you're a coach at home or whether you are a pastry chef, or whether you are a catering person, or whether you teach a personal trainer, or whether you are a personal, you know, chef for somebody, whatever it is that you do, the key for you to know is that everybody is not your prospect. So you should know that. A lot of people, I mean, I'm always, you know, I have a chef, so I don't have to worry about that, but a lot of people are looking for someone to be a chef for them because they have too much other stuff to do. And you might be somebody who can offer that service, you know, how to eat clean, three meals a day, for example, without worrying about eating sugary foods and processed foods and, you know, basically chemically spilled foods. And that might be what you have. But what you want to do when you run your ads or you put your flyers up or however you get the word out is let people know that you're looking for someone who is too busy to cook for themselves, but who knows that they need to eat right, who knows that they have the energy to work, that to have the energy to focus, to have the clarity of mind to focus, that they need to eat the right foods at the right times, and that's who you're looking for. Well, then the people who call you will have those values to begin with. So they're not going to say it's too expensive. But if someone is not working 8 to faint and they don't know they need to eat right for clarity and for, you know, to make good decisions and to be able to keep going in the face of a lot of challenges, those people aren't the ones you want because they won't value health to earn income. I mean, if you're not healthy, if you think you're going to have a good day making deals and you've been eating sugar and, you know, the Starbucks stuff and donuts and burgers and basically crap food, you're not going to have a very good day in terms of what you think about, what you could do. So one of the big lessons I can tell you that I learned early on is ask for people that are likely to be the right ones instead of sugarcoating what you do. This is particularly for the network marketers. The more you sugarcoat it, the worse people you get. And so it isn't you want to say it's so hard you're going to die. You want to say this is for people who really want to hustle, who know when they see an opportunity, they will not stop ever. Like, I help people now in the coaching business, in the consulting business. We've just developed a really wonderful software after all these years that qualifies prospects. And I've thought about this. Why did I do this? Because the number one problem people as coaches and consultants have, how do they get customers, paying high-end customers and clients that pay every month or whatever it is that you're marketing, and without having to talk to every single person all day and getting 9 out of 10 no's because you talk to all the wrong ones because you know nothing about them. So this software is a set of really interesting statements and questions, and a person takes it, and they love to take it. We've been testing it for 2 years. And you get back nothing but the detailed profiles of people that are really interested in what you have and who have the money, not just $100, but I mean $3,000, $5,000, $10,000, they've got that, and are willing to invest it. And most of all, they already spend that kind of money on other things because they have those values. Well, I'm just letting you know that these things are out there, and that's one of the problems the industry has that I'd really like to help them fix, as well as coaches. Coaches have the same problem. You know, if you're an eating coach, you have trouble, who's going to pay me, I don't know, $4,500 for a six-week course on how to learn to stop binge eating? Well, a lot of people. We've got a girl in one of the programs, and she has a site called something like How I Stop Binge Eating, something like that. She overcame it herself, and now she sells a program. I think it's 6 weeks. She charges $3,800 or $4,200 for it, and she has the backlog. And some of you might think, well, that's really stupid. Well, that's your point of view. But you see, that's not other people's point of view. So you want to be really careful that you don't project your own limitations about what is stupid and spend money on onto somebody else, particularly if you have a program that you really think is life-changing. If you know how to help somebody stop binge eating, and you know because you've done it, there are people who will pay $4,000 for a six-week program to overcome that. There's another guy in one of these programs, and he teaches people how to overcome porn addiction. And you'd be interested to know that there are apparently as many women addicted to porn as there are men. So for some of you, again, that are, you know, feeling like, well, that's how it is. These are, you know, if you're living with a social group and in an environment where everything's very limited, you may not know this. But just Google it, porn addiction. You have like 18 zillion websites. So this guy charges $5,800 for a six-week class, and he and his wife teach whoever is stuck on porn addiction to get over it. And you might go, well, why would they pay $5,800? Well, because the way he positions his call for prospects is, if your marriage is going down the drain because you're addicted to porn, say, this might be for you. Well, you see, solving that particular pain point, is your marriage going down the drain because of this? And if you are somebody who really wants to save that marriage because you think there's something to it, it's worth easy $6,000 to you. Are you crazy? If you get divorced, it'll cost you $100,000. So it's all, I guess my message to you, if you're doing a business from home, think about what you do for people and what the value of that is. And if you don't know, call people in your market. Call people who are trying to lose weight, or call people who are trying to get over binge eating, or talk to people who are trying to recruit people and say, what is your number one problem? What's the issue you're having with this? And see if you can come up with a solution to help people overcome that issue. That's what you do. And then you see, you can call those names. And because they've said, this is a problem and I would pay money to fix it, that's who you go to. See? So that's my introduction. Hope that helps.
Excellent. No, it's wonderful. And we're going to be on bonus time. So for those people that might be listening in on live, you'll drop off because we went past our 30 minutes. For those people that are still on the phone,
well,
stay on.
Right.
Oh, that's okay.
In fact, I have 7:29, Peter, so it's 29
that's okay.
minutes for me. But if you want to stop now, we can.
No, we're good to go. I just wanted, you know, you and I have had this long relationship where I've kind of watched how you've developed your business model over time, and you've always been really steady on the idea that customers are important. So you've done the 100 customers in 100 days, And I know we've had a lot of our customers, you know, they buy leads and then they go use that, and that works for them so they can generate real customers. And now you're kind of breaking through people's maybe limitations about what might be possible. So some of them might be in home-based businesses, some might be entrepreneurs, some of them might have special talents. You're starting to shake open their heads as far as the possibilities with those types of things as well. If somebody wanted to find out more about you and what you're up to now, what website would they go to, or how would they get in contact with you?
I was just thinking about giving you a website, but for some reason the page isn't showing here. Let me look and see. Hang on, and I will.
Well, while we're doing this, let me just mention, I'll just kind of fill the gap, and you jump in when you're ready. But you're listening to Kim Claver, K-L-A-V-E-R. You'll find her all over the place. If you do, like, Google search, she's had a whole bunch of things as far as different programs. One of the favorites that I started with was So You Want to Be a Networker, and she probably doesn't have that anymore, but she's done things with 100 customers.
I do have that.
Oh, that is so cool, but it's probably not in cassette.
It's on a cassette. It's now on a CD and now on MP3, that same one.
Oh, that is so much fun. So that is so much fun. Just don't – the problem with that one is you cannot listen to it while you're driving, because it could be hazardous. You might just steer yourself right off the road. It's just, like, so fun. So you got to get that one at least. Yeah. So, and there's other things. So did you find your page?
Yeah, let me give you the link. It's got some the sign-ups, but this is a link that's got a forward slash in it. So I'll just read it to you. So HTTP or S, you know, you can have that. And if you have a regular computer, just type in maxout, M like mommy, A-X-O-U-T .com. So that's the first part, maxout, M-A-X-O-U-T .com forward slash. Then the word sign, S-I-G-N dash, there's all those spaces, up, U-P. And I think that is going to be, let me just see if that one works by itself.
Well, good luck.
Yes. So it's maxout.com, M-A-X-O-U-T dot period, C-O-M forward slash sign up with a dash in between, S-I-G-N-U-P. And what that page is, too, that's to give you a little demo of the kind of customer and recruit getting software. So this just you get a little demo, so just fill in your info, and then you get a little demo right there, see how that works. So it helps qualify customers and recruits and clients. So it doesn't, if you got something to sell that's like $10,000, it'll help with that. It brings you all the right ones. And if you have something that's $100 a month, it works for that. And if you're looking to recruit, it works for that. So whatever it is where you need a buyer, this thing qualifies those people, customized to whatever it is that you're marketing. That's what it is. So maxout.com forward slash sign dash S-I-N-G dash up, no spaces. That's it.
Excellent.
Did that work for you, Peter? Did you get that link? Did you get it to
works work? For us. Yeah, we'll make sure we put it up on the website for you as well. We'll send you a link so you could have a guest host spot. So for those people that want to check it out, they'll be able to go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Kim Claver. So it's K-I-M-K-L-A-V-E-R. So it's not there yet because we're just doing the show. So don't go there now. If you're listening to the recording, though, you'll be able to go there. So we'll put up buildingfortunesradio.com/Kim Claver. And I just, first of all, Kim, I know that you're always busy, so I don't want to take up more of your time tonight. But I just really thank you for being here on the radio show. We've been doing a lot of these things. There's the huge assortment of guests that we have over here. I've always had a soft spot in my heart for Kim Claver because you made so much to me when I first got looking at this industry as being like one of the only people that really ever told the truth and did it with strength. And that was really what I was looking for, because I was too tired of hearing the other people that were the carnival barkers or the low-level people. When I say low-level, I mean just like, oh, my gosh. Like, I don't want to be associated with the industry if the industry is like this at all. So I remember you were one of the people that really was just like raising the bar constantly, and I will say continuously raise the bar constantly in the industry. So hopefully we'll have you back. You'll be able to talk some stuff here. Thanks for sharing a little bit about your background. And then maybe the next time we'll talk a little bit about how the industry might have changed from where you are then to what's going on right now, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and then we'll have you back. So I'll let you close it up, Kim, however you want to. So back to you.
Okay. Well, you know, for those of you that are in a non-networking business, but you have a client or a consulting business, what you want to do most of all is talk to people who might be your clients to find out what they would want in a service like whatever you provide. And whatever they tell you, that's how you want to market what you've got. You know, instead of coming to them with something that you have with an agenda, if you know what they want by talking to them and just asking, say, look, I'm going to solve a problem in this area of whatever it is that you do for people, right, whatever your product or program is, and I'd like to know what your number one obstacle is, because we're going to solve one, and maybe it's going to be yours. So what's the number one obstacle as it relates to, I don't know, losing weight, or as it relates to learning how to recruit or learning how to get customers, okay? And it doesn't matter whether you market something of someone else's, whether it's an affiliate deal or a network marketing deal, or whether you market your own. You might have your own consulting program. The more you know about your market before you go to them with what you've got, the more you can market what you have in a way that they realize can help them because it came from them. I hope that helps.
Sure does. Perfect. Okay, you just heard from Kim Claver. For those people listening in, thanks for being here, buildingfortunesradio.com, buildingfortunesradio.com. Kim, thanks for listening in. Thanks for being here. We're going to catch you next time, everyone. Thank you, everyone. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.